Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 88, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on troublesome parents. Well, every thinking person will hasten to agree that there isn't nothing indeed more troubling and nausea-inducing than an old infant. Old infant. And that is without any ambivalence the generic configuration of troublesome parents. Well, Hebrews 5 and 12 says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, again, and again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God." That is a very powerful evisceration from the scripture. Well, old infants are quite sadly a proliferating phenomenon. In becoming parents, they are quite troublesome, anxiety-provoking, catastrophic, and destructive to any family unit. Proverbs 15 and 25 says, "The Lord will destroy the house of the proud." Well, there you have it. Well, when dealing with troublesome parents, it is paramount to acknowledge the obvious. And that is, one, they are old infants. Old infants. Well, secondly, being overgrown crybabies, they are quite insistent on having everything their own way and not the Lord's way. Well, number three, they are narcissistic, proud, and quite maniacal. Number four, being overgrown crybabies, they are very selfish and self-centered. They are even known for engineering the takedown of their own children and loved ones just to gratify their selfish inclinations. And number five, they think and believe and are convinced that they know everything and they are always right. You can tell them nothing. Well, Proverbs 12 and 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." Well, there you have it. Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.